Tzadik HaKohen points out that when you look at the before Ma'an Torah, it talks about the kolos of Brakim, about the lightning and thunder. After Ma'an Torah, the Torah uses a lesson of, I think, torch instead of lightning. So yes, what's the difference? Why the change of lesson between Kodem Ma'an Torah and after Ma'an Torah? So what Tzadik HaKohen points out is because there was a big difference between Kedusha Kodem Ma'an Torah and Kedusha Achar Ma'an Torah. How did one reach the level of Kedusha before Ma'an Torah? There is only one way: to abstain from any physical pleasures and give 100%. You are all in, like lightning, like a shot of lightning. It comes, it gives you a bolt, but doesn't last long. You have that bolt of light for whatever it is. And then that's it. Kodem Ma'an Torah, to get holiness, it didn't last long, but you had to be... There's only one way, is you avoid physical pleasures and you focus on spiritual, like going on a monastery. But a torch doesn't have the bright light of a thunderbolt, but it's something more important. The torch is a continuous light. It's day in, day out. It's the thing, and torch, so to speak, is not the spectacular bolt, but Achar Ma'an Torah, that's how Judaism is different than other religions. Kedusha is Makadish Tachol. We take the, and in fact, that's exactly the point I was making before, which I didn't go into, is according to Rabbi Lezer, even he agrees, it's Yom Shenitna Bo Torah, that's how you have to have a meal. It should be the opposite.
Nice.
Yom Shenitna Bo Torah should be a day that we have to learn all day. But no, that's the yesod of Judaism. As the Ramban writes, when we were on Har Sinai, it says, Vayochu Vayishtu. The Jewish people partied on Mar Har. Why? Because now, before Ma'an Torah, it had to be pure spiritual. Once we got the Torah, so we learned immediately, yeah, we have to get the, we got to take the whole, we got to take the mundane and make it holy. That's what we make a siyum after we learn, and that's why we immediately started partying after Ma'an Torah. And that's why it's Dafka Yom Shenitna Bo Torah on Shavuos. We have to show we don't just run away to the Beis HaKnesses and fast and stay there all day. You know, it's okay, you still got to go in and learn, but at least there also has to be a Chatzi Lachem as well. But before you come back and get the geshmak of learning, you need the geshmak of cheesecake, you need the geshmak of ribs, not together, but you have to have the geshmak of yayin, etc., and that's the yisod. So the Kodem Ma'an Torah, Kedusha came, it was a lightning bolt, it was in and out, it didn't last, and the only way you could do it was to shun the physical. Achar Ma'an Torah, you had the torch, it's the day in, it's the everyday thing, that's what Judaism is all about. It's not the one night staying up, which is okay. It's okay. The one night you can use is to give you inspiration. Like if you, sometimes you got to do extreme. Like the Rambam writes, if you have a sickness, you got to go the opposite. The middle road is the road to take. But if you have a sickness, you got to go to extremes. And so therefore, like you have the reed that's bent to the left, you got to move it all the way to the right so it ends up in the middle. Maybe if you have obesity problem, yeah, you got to do an extreme diet to begin, but then you have to come, eventually you got to come back to normal. And as I point out, if a person's sick, they have an infection, and they take antibiotic, they're going to get better. So I'll say a kal vachomer. I feel great. Imagine how good I'll feel if I have antibiotic. That's not the way it works. Antibiotic is you feel a deficiency. If you don't have the deficiency, antibiotic's not good. In Torah also, if you have a sickness, you need extremes. So there are times where you have to go to different extreme measures temporarily to get back to normal. But normal means we don't shun the physical. That might have been Kodem Ma'an Torah. After Ma'an Torah, the Torah is given, we got to take all the physical pleasures and enjoy it. As it was, there was a, there still is, I don't know if he's still alive or not. He used to, I'm forgetting his name, he's Uri Zohar. He's in Eretz Yisrael. He used to go to the jail. Maybe he still does. I don't know. Goes to the jails, discos, and he gets people from. So he writes in one of his books, he wasn't always from him. Not only wasn't he from, he hated from people. He was anti-dati. And he said he never really thought about it until he became from. He said, but not, it wasn't just anti-dati. It was anti-specifically Jewish, like Orthodox dati. In other words, if I saw a priest, it didn't bother me, he said. When I saw a frum rabbi or a frum Jew, I never thought about it, but then he thought about why was it? What bothered me so much about a frum Yid that, let's say, a frum Catholic, it didn't bother me, a frum priest? And he said, I know what it was, or I think I know what it was, is because what's a priest? They're not getting married, they're celibate, a nun, they're going to the mountaintop, they're going to a, and they're basically, they're shunning the physical. And they're living a quote-unquote spiritual life. Okay, so I don't believe in that nonsense, but at least I can respect it. And I know I don't believe in it. I'm going to enjoy this world. But at least, okay, I respect the choice. I think you might be foolish because I don't think there is a next world. But at least, okay, you're not enjoying the world I'm living. At least I'm enjoying it, you're not. But look at these Jews. They seem to enjoy Olam Hazeh just as much. They're having the same ribs and potatoes. They're having the good wine. They're driving. Like, what's going on? And they think they're more religious than I am. That was appalling. That was the Yesod. That's what he couldn't stand about Judaism. Because he realized, yeah, no. Judaism wants you, Olam Hazeh. We have many more feast days than fast days. And that's what not only Torah lehanos ninu, Olam Hazeh. As we know, after 120 years, the Yerushalmi writes, you're going to have to, not only going to give a din and cheshbon about did you keep the Torah mitzvahs, but did you enjoy Olam Hazeh? Like as Rav Hirsch used to say, you're going to be asked, did you go to the Swiss Alps? I guess he lived near the Swiss Alps. I hope he asked me, did I go to the Italian Alps? Because that I did go to when I was on a, in fact, when I was in the Italian Alps, my first speech that night was, I said Rav Hirsch, and I said at least we can answer now that we've seen the I had to butter up the guy running the program saying now he's taken away that first question from us that we got. So I guess maybe they'll ask us, did you see Niagara Falls? But be it as it may, did you enjoy Olam Hazeh? Did you have? God gave us all these different fruits. Did you enjoy mango, apples, oranges? Did you enjoy chicken? Obviously, medically permitting, obviously, assume depending on whatever diet you're on, or I should say lifestyle change, that, doesn't mean you should be taking everything, and as always, moderation's always a good idea. But that's the yisod of life. You enjoy the cheesecake, you have the bus of a yayin, because it's something sustainable. And that's the so not only Talmud Torah lehanos nitnu, but Judaism lehanos nitnu, and that was Kodim Matan Torah to Acher Matan Torah, the from the lightning to the torch. It's the day in day out, and because we know we're born with a guf and the neshama, and if we ignore the guf, besides not being healthy, we'll be very frustrated in different desires, and if you ignore your soul, you're going to be very unhappy. As a monkey could be happy eating bananas all day, but a yid can't be happy just eating steak and ribs all day. After a while, your life will be empty. You have to, besides the physical, you still have to be involved in your spiritual realm as well. So therefore, that's what the Yanta Vishruas is all about. Not this Talmud Torah lehanos nitnu, but life itself is lehanos nitnu. And today, it's not like Kodim Matan Torah, where Kodesh L'chud and physical L'chud, in order to reach the level of a Kedusha, it has to be through the, to be Mekadesh the Chol and the physical. Yes.